Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of NCMMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow the show, ncmmaradio.com, on Instagram and Twitter, ncmma_radio, and check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com. In this episode, we got a great guest. This is one of my favorite guys. It's Ricky Medeiros, CFFC champion. Big fight, December 16th. Ricky, it's Tyson. What's up, man?
Hey, Tyson. How you doing, man?
Dude, how cool is it to just be called the CFFC champion?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's something when you look at when you turn pro, you know. It's like one of your bigger goals is to be champion of a regional organization. So it's nice to be, finally get that done.
Yeah, and going back to that last fight, man, it was awesome. And the one thing is, it seemed like you kind of had like a slow start where it was like you're moving. And then he popped you, and you just went nuts, dude. You just unleashed an arsenal on him. How'd that go for you?
It worked out good, man. It seems like 10 pro fights, it always seems like I start off a little slow. You know, for whatever reason, I'm not too sure what it is. I think it's more of a mental thing than anything else, but we'll figure it out.
Now, do you take a lot of time to watch that fight, or you just move on and just keep training?
When it was over, I watched it a couple times just to because proud of your performance. But other than that, I haven't watched it in a while.
Now, do you, obviously you train a lot, but do you try to, study other fighters to learn new things, or you just keep, trying to just enhance what you're currently doing?
I watch all the fights. I do like watching some fighters, but, I don't try to be like anybody because I have my own style and that works for me. So, just kind of do my own thing.
Yeah, man, you're doing it's working for you, man. You won four in a row, and you're no doubt climbing a ladder. Now, what are your career goals, man? I know obviously you're a champion here. You want to defend here. Are you looking? You have an eye towards like trying to get into the UFC?
Absolutely, man. That's definitely my goal, is to get to the UFC. Stop working and just focus on training. Trying to make a career out of this.
Yeah, man. And what are your thoughts on just? It seems like right now, like the whole Conor McGregor effect, man, everybody talks trash to get fights or to get into the UFC and like that. And you're so quiet, man. You just like let your results kind of, show for themselves. What are your thoughts on this new age of everybody just talking trash?
I mean, you could tell the guys that, it's their personality, and you could see the guys that try too hard. But, it's not me. I look at it like this. If I just beat everybody up in the area or everybody at my weight class, I'm bound to just get where I got to go.
Yeah, man. And the other thing is you have a chance to train with some of the best fighters in the world, man, with Marlon Moraes, Timur, all these guys at Nick Catone, especially on the Saturday sparring, but even Claudio Desmos, another great fighter. How does that help you just get better every day?
That just, like they say, iron sharpens iron, You're going with guys like that every sparring session. There's no easy round. And then even if you just watch some of the top guys, you can pick up what they do. They obviously are succeeding in the sport. So, it wouldn't hurt to take a couple things off their, off their game. And it just makes it easy on fight night because, like I said, every round is hard. So fight night, most of the time, your rounds aren't even that hard.
Yeah, and then, do you, as a champion now, do you feel any pressure to defend your belt or to keep climbing the ladder, or this is just like a fight, you can do your thing, you don't care, it's like, hey, man, I'm winning no matter what?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely no pressure, It was just a goal that I was able to check off my list. Other than that, it doesn't add any pressure or nothing. It's just another fight, another stepping stone to get where I got to go.
Yeah, and the one thing you always notice, whenever you fight, man, and I'm one of the guys, you pack the place with fans. What is it like to have so much support from, your teammates, your family, and all your fans?
It's definitely awesome, man. It's cool to see everybody come out, root for me, follow my career, and, it's nice. Good positive energy. It brings out the best of you on fight night.
It sure does. And the other thing is you do a lot of teaching at Nick Catone's. You teach a lot of kids, and you take a lot of pride in it, man. I always see you're always helping them roll or throw their punches and kicks. Is that something that you enjoy?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy helping the kids, just cool, because they're younger, they look up to you, so it's nice to set a good example and, teach them what you know.
Is there a message that you like to give to them once a lot of these guys look up to you, man. A lot of your teammates, your younger teammates look up to you. They want to be where you are. Do you have a message for them?
Just hard work and discipline get you where you got to go, There's always bumps in the road, don't be discouraged from whatever downfalls you have. Just keep your eye on the prize. You get where you got to go in life, whether it's fighting or just a job you want or anything, wherever. Score a goal in soccer, just got to keep your eye on the prize and, do the steps you need to get there.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, dude, I've known you a long time. I remember, I went back to, you went back and fought in, Starland Ballroom and all these places. Do you ever sit back and look at where you started and where you're at now?
Yeah, definitely. I do that all the time. Me and my wife will talk about it and laugh about, some of my first fights and just how I changed from a fighter, from my last fight to this fight or all the way when I, had my first amateur fight. Just crazy. When you turn pro, you go to the CFSC fight and it's oh, it'd be cool to fight here. Next thing you're fighting there. Then, say oh, I want to be a champ. And next thing you're the champ. So it's just, it's surreal, it's crazy. I think that everything's slowly panning out.
Yeah, man, it sure is. And then you have this fight, December 16th, Borgata, the place can be packed, all your fans there. What are your thoughts on your opponent?
He's tough. He's got 29 wins. I think he's got I was reading an article, it said maybe 20 finishes out of 29 wins. So, he's tough, No different than the last guy. So I'm just going to go out there and, pressure on him and hopefully break him like I did the last guy.
Okay, Ricky. Well, first of all, thank you for your time. I know you're busy as hell. You're wrapping up your camp. Do you have a message for all your fans and supporters?
Nothing. Just thank you so much for, supporting me, coming out, buying tickets, and sending positive energy my way. And December 16th, I can't wait. We're going to get another win, beat this guy up.
Ricky, as always, man, you're a good dude. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you after this another big victory.
Yes, thank you so much, Tyson. Have a good one.
You too, man. Take care. All right, Ricky Bendeja, CFFC Bantamweight Champion, big fight December 16th. We thank him for his time. Check out this show, ncmmaradio.com. Check out our sponsor, headrushbrand.com, and we'll talk to you next time.